Good morning, everyone. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Right now, we are joined by Jessica Elmore, who is the Associate Director of Diversity Programs for the K-State Alumni Association. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, Derek.
So we're going to be talking about the 2020 K-State Homecoming Week, which is kicking off this Sunday, correct?
Correct. October 18th through the 24th.
So you're with the Alumni Association. Want to go over just real quick what the Alumni Association's role in Homecoming Week is?
Well, definitely. The K-State Alumni Association is the lead programmers of the Homecoming. We partner with our students on campus, and we plan out all the activities, do all the logistics for our Homecoming Week.
So Homecoming Week is going to last the whole week. But it looks like there's going to be events and activities going on every day from Sunday with, looks like we got some spirit sign it's going up, and then it'll end with the Sunflower Showdown, the K-State football game against KU. Let's just run down some of the activities that are going to take place that week.
Definitely. Well, for 2020, it's definitely going to look a little different since we're dealing with the pandemic. So we've got a lot of virtual type activities. So we're going to kick it off, like you said, on October 18th with the virtual 5K walk run. And participants have a chance to do this over a course of 4 days. So October 18th through the 22nd, people all over the world can participate in the 5K. We're excited because this year's beneficiary is No Stone Unturned. On the 18th, as you mentioned, we have our spirit sign. So we definitely still wanted the look and feel of homecoming on campus. So our Greek community, our residence hall community, our student organizations will be creating some signage on campus to showcase homecoming. This year's theme is family game night. The student committee felt like, you know, with everyone being kind of locked in the house and things like that, that a lot of games are being played with family. So we thought family game night would be a great theme this year. So that's going to be happening on Monday. We have an event called Percentage Night, and we've got some local restaurants who are going to be able to give some of those sales that are made through community members who mention K-State Homecoming, and they will donate some of those proceeds that will then go to our beneficiary for the Homecoming Week, No Stone Unturned. On October 20th, so Wild Trap Request Live is a lip sync contest, and it is super popular during homecoming. But due to having large crowds and things like that, we didn't want to bring people together, so we're actually going to do a flashback video of past Wildcat Request Live performances. So this is an encore performance. I think it's going to be really fun for people just to kind of reminisce about those past performances. Then on Wednesday, October 21st, we have the Family Game Night Homecoming Trivia. So this is a virtual way to test your homecoming knowledge, and there's going to be some really great prizes. One of those prizes is a chance to win a Coach Kleiman autographed football. So make sure you check out our website about how you can participate on the virtual trivia. And then we're also excited because we have a local K-State alum, Don Isley, who created a print-and-play card game for families and community members. It's called the 12th Player, and people can find it on our website, but it's just a nice way for people to kind of just interact and work together with this card game. So that's what we've got planned for this year's homecoming.
So it sounds like there's absolutely no shortage of activities to participate in during homecoming week. What has it been like planning a whole week of events amid a pandemic? Because you can't have large events, and some of the events such as the parade had to be nixed. What's that been like?
You know, working with our K-State students, it's been an awesome experience because they are resilient in the way that we pivot. So although we had to nix some of our, you know, most iconic activities, like you mentioned, the parade, we looked at, well, what's the experience that we want? And we really want people to still come together as community. I mean, that's what homecoming's about. It's about reminiscing on your time if you're an alum, with your alma mater. It's for current students to get that pride so that we can be ready to win and beat KU on Saturday.
Absolutely. So this 5K run walk is really interesting because, I mean, with your normal 5K, you have a bunch of people who line up at the start, and then they run and they all finish in the same area. And then sometimes they'll gather for snacks and maybe some drinks afterwards. But obviously they can't do that this year. So what's that going to look like?
So what that's going to look like is, you know, people from all over the world being able to, you know, get out there and run. Hopefully they'll put on a 5K shirt or a K-State gear. We're encouraging people to take photos of themselves running, finishing their time, and just a chance for us to just showcase virtually the celebration of, you know, homecoming. We love a great 5K. We love the fact that we're able to support a local, you know, organization. So it'll look different because we're not all together and we're not eating apples and bananas together. But, you know, the chance to get out there and run and experience the feeling of being able to come together as a K-State family, no matter where you are in the world, is just a wonderful experience.
What are you expecting the level of participation or the turnout for that 5K to be?
You know, I don't know. You know, this is new for us. Definitely, this is our very first virtual 5K, and I know that with the pandemic, we've been seeing other 5K. Virtual 5Ks popping up. So we're hoping that we get, you know, at least a couple hundred, you know, participants to be able to see how this works. And maybe in the future we'll be able to do a hybrid where we continue to do in-person and virtual.
So it looks like for those wanting to sign up, youth, which is people age 15 and under, it'll be $16 plus a $1.93 fee. And for adults, it'll be $30 for a $2.74 fee. Where do these proceeds go to?
Well, the proceeds will go to, like I mentioned, No Stone Unturned. And that organization is a therapeutic learning center in Manhattan. It's a team of pediatric specialists, including speech language pathologists, occupational therapists, physical therapists, and applied behavioral therapists who provide collaborative care that meets the unique needs of each individual child. So those proceeds will go to that organization. Every year, our homecoming committee, student committee, will select a local organization that they want us to support. And this year, No Stone Unturned was one of those. And I think it's awesome because when you think about what's happening within the pandemic, you know, fundraisers and things like that have been canceled. And so people still need that funding to be able to provide the services that our community needs so desperately. So we're excited to be able to contribute.
Where do people go to sign up?
Well, people can go to k-state.com/5k for that 5K sign up. But definitely, if they just go to our website, they can check out all of the homecoming activities there.
So it looks like the K-State Alumni Association itself has quite a few accolades. Do you want to run through that list real quick?
Well, you know, I'll never miss an opportunity to brag on our K-State Alumni Association. So we are definitely number one in the Big 12 for our membership for more than 20 years. We have annual and life membership options, so definitely check those options out. When you think about our membership and what that includes, it includes discounts to our bookstore, discounted tickets through K-State Athletics, including the homecoming football game, and our award-winning K-Stater magazine, and a very great fan favorite, which is the annual wall calendar. And then you always will see those K-State license plates going up and down the highway. And so we're the number one affinity plate in the state of Kansas with more than 10,000 plates on the road. And since 1997, more than $5 million has been raised for student recognition programs and student scholarships. And we are so excited and so proud of all the support so that we can help our K-State students.
What do you credit this success to?
I would probably say it is our family loyalty and pride for K-State.
I'm right on board with you. I went to K-State for about 5 years, and yeah, there is absolutely no shortage of pride, not only among the students, but among the staff, the faculty, the alumni. I mean, there's so many people that come back for sports events, football games, and just really it really just shows how much of a family K-State is.
Yeah, it is a wonderful piece of the culture that we have. We say at the Alumni Association that, you know, purple is more than a color. And I truly believe that we at K-State, we embody that no matter where we are in the world.
All right. Well, is there anything else that we didn't cover about homecoming week that you'd like to touch on real quick?
No, I'll just say check it out. Let's get excited. We're going to beat those Jayhawks.
All right. Yeah, I think most of our listeners can get behind that message. Let's go K-State. So once again, that was Jessica Elmore with the K-State Alumni Association. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Up next on In Focus, we'll be talking to the League of Women Voters about an upcoming candidate forum. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.